Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith, and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
She's a rich girl. She don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket, empty as a pocket, with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na.
Well, Paul Simon may have been onto something all those years ago when he sang about the girl with diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Scientists from Macquarie University have come up with a pretty dazzling feat. See what we did there? Seriously, nanoscientists, those people who delight in working on a tiny, tiny scale, are very excited about some new fun they're having with nano diamonds. And it's not just ho-hum. You might say, well, look, when it comes to diamonds, bigger is better, right? Well, not necessarily. As it turns out, another myth debunked by Open House. You heard it right here. An Australian team at Macquarie University has succeeded in making a single tiny diamond shine brightly at room temperature, a behaviour that's known as super radiance. These tiny precious sparkles have amazing uses in diagnostic medicine and navigation. And they're just the uses that they've thought of. A research paper on the achievements of Macquarie University's Diamond Nanoscience Laboratory this week was published in the prestigious Nature Communications Journal. The research leader is Dr. Thomas Voltz. And he says the team is now keen to make brighter nano diamonds that can be used in biomedical applications, such as to track drug delivery pathways in the lab. All pretty exciting stuff. Well, Dr. Voltz, welcome to Open House. Hello.
Hello, Stephen. Glad to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Now, look, just between you and me, look, draw closer. It's my wife's birthday next week. Should I be getting her a nano diamond?
Probably not, I would say, because you can't really see them by eye. You can do great things with them, but they're not really visible to the human eye because they're tiny, tiny objects. They're really much smaller than the diameter of a human hair, so really you can't see them by eye. But you can see them glow. So when you put laser light on, you can see red light coming out.
Well, and that's the reason we wanted to talk to you. This sounds pretty amazing. Firstly, then, nano diamonds, or very tiny diamonds, are made in a very scientific way. You smash it with a big thing.
Yes, you can really put, like, diamond, from the jeweler, but better not, but artificial diamond that you can buy off the shelf. You can put in a mill, and like you would mill in old times, like corn, mill them down to the size you want.
You're saying you can mill down artificial diamonds as well as real ones?
Yes, yes. So, meanwhile, you can actually grow a diamond on industrial scale. You can actually make artificial diamond. In fact, like a lot of the jewellery that you can buy is made from artificial diamond.
So I'm told. So the critical issue is the way the crystals are structured and the properties of those crystals, the type of material that it is. Are they the critical issues here?
Yes. Yeah, so really, look, diamond has always been used in human history for working on other materials, cutting and for industrial purposes and things like that. And so it's incredibly hard. The material is really incredibly hard due to the underlying structure of the crystal. And it's also chemically inert. So it really is a very good cage to other atoms that sit inside.
Now, why did people start looking at nano diamonds?
Well, so generally speaking, nano diamonds are can be used as markers. So you have to distinguish between nano diamonds per se and nano diamonds that contain other atoms, like the ones that we are looking at. And those other atoms are then the really interesting part, because if you excite them, as I said, with the laser, you can see light coming out of them. So you can use them as fluorescent markers. And so nano diamonds are very popular at the moment with biologists and biomedical people, because in principle they're made of carbon, right? So and we are to a large part made of carbon. Yeah. So in principle they're non-toxic, right? So if you put them in a cell or just, you know, and want to study, for example, drug pathways, you can attach those drugs to nano diamonds and read out what's happening via the nano diamonds by sending light to the system.
We're speaking with Dr. Thomas Voltz. And he's at Macquarie University. Now, the thing that you've been able to achieve is super radiance. Well, not you personally, although I've never met you face to face. Maybe I don't know. But anyway, what's super radiance in a nano diamond?
I might refer back to one of the previous podcasts that you have on your webpage, where Andrea Morello from UNSW was talking about quantum computers, right? And he was talking about this effect of entanglement.
Yeah.
And so what we're looking at here with superradiance is another manifestation of this quantum spookiness or this effect, right? So where atoms actually work together and they're kind of entangled with each other to produce, in our case, to produce a brighter burst of light. Okay?
Okay.
So they work together rather than as individuals. They work, I use this picture of like playing in an orchestra. They're orchestrated. Their emission of light is orchestrated, if you want. And that makes the super bright pulse then.
Okay, so remembering back to our interview with Andrea Morelli, there were two entangled particles, and because they're entangled, they had properties that were greater than either of the two of them.
Yes.
This is a quantum state. You're saying you put two diamonds into a quantum state and they glow brighter than a single diamond. Is that what you're saying?
It's not the diamond itself. So keep in mind, so what we have is the cage. The diamond itself is the cage. And what we have inside is atoms that do not belong into this cage originally, but that we have kind of inserted there. And it's these atoms that glow, okay? And so there are many, many of these atoms, of these foreign atoms, inside that diamond cage, and they can act together to produce that light pulse, but from a single nanodiamond.
Do we yet know what use we can put that to inside?
The real application from that is you can use this entanglement as a resource. So in Andrea's case, that was to perform quantum computation. But there are proposals out there to make better sensors. Okay, so because the atoms inside the nanodiamond act together and act in unison, then what happens really is that in the end you can improve your sensitivity. And just as an explanation again, so these atoms inside the nanodiamond, they act a little, they have spin as well. So little, like little magnetic needles, compass needles, and they are sensitive to external fields. Okay, and so people have demonstrated that you can use a single one of these atoms inside a diamond to sense magnetic fields around, and it's a very active research field. But there are ideas to actually use entangled states to improve that sensing, right? And so seeing what we saw is a first step towards that.
Is one way to put this, let me test my understanding of what you just said. Diamonds are a structure of carbon that have buried within them impurities of different atoms.
Yes.
In you know, the big grown-up world, not the nano world, those impurities actually give diamonds their colour, their hue, their distinctive characteristics. You can observe those at a nano level where, let's say there's a nitrogen atom trapped with inside the carbon structure. You can start doing things with that nano atom. And one of those things you just said is that it might detect magnetic fields.
Mm-hmm.
Would it then change colour? Is that how you'd know that it had detected a field?
No, actually, so you would see the light level changing.
I see.
Okay,
well,
so you can
thing.
Really see more or less photons coming out depending on what the magnetic field is. Okay, so it really sort of goes brighter and darker as you as you bring a magnetic field close. You can actually demonstrate. There's a very nice experiment where you put a piece of diamond on a rotating wheel, and you illuminate it with light so that there is light coming out, and you rotate it, and you put a magnet next to it, and whenever the diamond passes the magnet, the light gets dimmer. So you really see it by eye for a macroscopic piece of diamond. That's quite a nice demonstration that always impresses the students.
Well, they do say that diamonds will always impress people, so...
That's right.
Do you own any diamonds yourself?
Unfortunately, not. Might have to look... my wife has a few, but...
Oh, your wife has some. Well, that counts. That's all right.
I personally don't, unfortunately.
Thomas Voltz, it's been marvellous talking to you. Thank you very much for being on Open House.
Thank you, Stephen. Have a good day still.
Yes. Just don't go smashing your wife's diamonds to make nano diamonds. That definitely would not go down well. That's Thomas Voltz. He's from Macquarie University in Sydney.
Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.